WNTN Radio Boston, welcome back to my show Italieco, the only bilingual Italian-American show in the greater Boston area and New England. This is your host, Viviana Dragani, and today my guest is Damian Baker, cloud accounting specialist and head of cloud accounting at Outsourced CFO. Welcome.
Hi, Viviana. It's a pleasure being here.
Thank you for joining us. So, how can businesses practically implement real-time financial monitoring through consistently updating accounting records? Please tell us.
Viviana, this is such an important topic for me. I'm highly passionate about it as well. And it's critically important for businesses to maintain basic, accurate accounting information. So at Outsourced CFO, we've got a pyramid that we built that's called the financial hierarchy of needs. And all businesses want to get to the point where you can make strategic decisions. However, that is the tip of the pyramid. So you need to look at the base first. And at the base is basic accurate accounting information. And we've all been in that scenario from a personal finance perspective that at the end of the month, you don't necessarily know where your money goes, and you started implementing a bit of a budgeting method. And then at the end of the month, you compare your budget versus your actual. So that's what it boils down to. We need to look at utilizing effective cloud-based accounting softwares that's out there to give you instant access and updates to your financial data. So there's some great tools that can be utilized, for example, Xero and QuickBooks. And the secret to this is just regularly maintaining those accounting records so that you can be up to date and understand what is happening in your business and that you can actually provide insight to your own understanding of where your funds are going, where are you overspending, which of your clients might not have used your services in the last couple of months. And then the element is about upskilling your team members or yourself if you do your own accounting work. And there's also the important element, if this is an overwhelming topic for your listeners to run their businesses and deal with the accounting and all of that, there's always an outsourced option available as well, that you can outsource that accounting compliance to a firm that is skilled in doing that.
Thank you so much for answering this question, Damian. And what specific strategies do you recommend for businesses to optimize their accounting processes? And can you share examples of successful implementation?
No, definitely. So let's look at three areas. There's the automating of routine accounting tasks, adopting softwares that integrate with your accounting package, and then there's just the whole aspect of implementing a lean accounting principle. So if we look at the automating routine tasks, there's a lot of functions in day-to-day business worlds that can be automated. If we look at, for example, invoicing, we've got some clients that we've helped migrate over to cloud technology, and they were previously literally handwriting invoices out to their clients and receipts. That is such an outdated approach and such time-consuming element. Then you lose the carbon copy and you don't know what's happening. You don't know who's owing you money, so on and so forth. So if you implement a tool, like I mentioned earlier, QuickBooks or Xero even, you can get to an environment where that is automated. So let's say there's a client that you've got a recurring contract with. Every month you have to invoice them. These tools, you can actually implement it that the tool automatically sends an invoice at the beginning of the month to your client. It can follow up like 2 days before that invoice is due. It can follow up 5 days, 10 days, so on and so forth. Afterwards, the deadline has been reached. So that saves you time as a business owner, not worrying about following up via emails. And it's reached that point that these accounting tools are on your devices, your cell phone, your tablet. You can actually just log in quickly and see who owes you money. Then there's this whole element about technology that you can integrate various technologies. So there's certain app stacks that we look at, for example, Xero, QuickBooks, and Dext and HubDoc. So Dext and HubDoc is a tool that it's an application on your phone. You literally take a picture of your supplier invoice or the till slip that you received, and the tool extracts all of that information, attaches a picture as well, and pushes it into your accounting system. So no longer do you have to like print out a supplier invoice that you got via an email and put it into a filing cabinet, hopefully, or dump it into a box that you give to your accountant. These tools make your life fundamentally simpler. And then there's the whole thing about implement a lean accounting principle. So just focus on a lean basis where things are simplistic to understand. Do not overcomplicate it and make your reporting easy to understand for your business needs.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Thank you. So in your experience, how has maintaining compliance with accounting regulations translated into a strategic advantage for businesses? And what steps can others take to achieve similar success?
Compliance, yes. The tax man, if you want to put it this way, is a anxiety-provoking environment for most business owners, because it is highly complex and there is consequences if you don't maintain compliance. But we don't need to be scared or fearful for compliance. In general, it's relatively simplistic if you just get your basics right. So what is the benefits to it? So demonstrating transparency and trustworthiness. So if a business maintains accurate compliance, it gives that element of transparency and trustworthiness, especially if you want to attract an investor or you want to get involved with funding. It just shows you that you as a business owner places value on compliance. And that just gives your investors the interpretation that you take your business serious. And if they were to invest as well, the funds that they're going to pump into the business will be treated effectively as well. So it gives that sense of calmness and, how can I put it, like trustworthiness. Then avoiding legal issues. That is a big area if you do not maintain compliance. Obviously, there is tax compliance elements that could lead to penalties and financial losses because you're paying interest and penalties. And there's also potentially imprisonment that can happen. So if you maintain compliance effectively, you avoid all of that unnecessary cash outflows of your organization on fines and penalties. And it gives you that sense of calmness because you know that you are compliant. You don't have to stay awake at night worrying about that. And it just boils down to it enhances credibility and reliability for your organization. And it gives that sense of calmness for you as a business owner that you don't have that whole thing keeping you up at night.
Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with our audience. And another question for you is, how do businesses strike the right balance between ensuring compliance with accounting regulations and simultaneously driving innovation and growth within their industry?
Now, this is always a very tricky area to look at because some people see it as complete polar opposites, that all innovation and growing your business, and then you're kind of held back by like a ball and chain on compliance element. That's the view certain clients, certain people in the industry actually have on compliance. But if you actually look at like having a smart compliance approach, that you just follow the rules that are set out, and if you don't understand it, reach out to a accounting firm, an auditing firm that understands the compliance, that can give you a strategic plan of what you need to do to stay compliant. You, for example, know there is tax, sales taxes that you have to have. There's annual taxes that you have to pay. How do you put funds aside for that to ensure you stay compliant, that you don't have that financial constraint when those fees are due? And then there's the simple practices. Ensure that you have easy rules that you need to follow. And that's where I said you consult with your tax practitioner, your auditor, by getting strategies to help you get compliance sorted out. And then there's the whole thing about innovation and growth. So if you follow these practices effectively, you get into the habit of understanding how the industry works. You understand how the regulators treat certain elements of your company. And that actually opens up your view on how the company operates. You've got a deeper insight on it. And you can actually focus on certain areas in your company that you can optimize a bit better. Focus on reducing your tax bill as well. So you don't waste certain expenditure. You do effective tax planning as well. So it actually creates an environment where you upskill yourself to understand your business better.
Thank you so much. And last question for you today. Can you provide insights into the importance of regular LinkedIn engagement for businesses owner and seeking ongoing industry knowledge and valuable networking opportunities?
LinkedIn for me is an incredibly powerful tool for businesses. So there's different aspects to look at it. We've been speaking a bit about compliance as well. So as a business owner and you have that element that you don't understand compliance that well, there's a lot of thought leaders in LinkedIn currently that speaks about certain compliance elements, your income taxes, company compliance, and follow them, even though you might not understand the details of which they're actually discussing. But on a high level, they'll give you those insights that you can actually understand what is happening in the industry, where you should be focusing on. And then there's certain elements that you as a business owner might be a new entrepreneur, you started your own little side hustle now, and you want to start growing a larger company. Follow thought leaders in the industry. If you're a marketing firm, follow these major firms in the market that specialize in global marketing trends. Follow them, understand their insights. And then from the client's perspective, if you have clients that are corporate to corporate, so you offer services to corporates, your social media platform like LinkedIn is quite pivotal to that, that raises awareness about what your service offerings are, how you operate, what is your company culture, what is your view on industry trends. So it gives them insights that you're actually quite switched on and you understand what's going on and you've got a great presence. And there's also this whole drawback about this as well. If you do not have a great LinkedIn presence, your content is quite poor. For example, there's like spelling mistakes and your editing is poor and all of that. That also creates a bad impression on the market as well that, oh, I don't want to necessarily be associated with that firm because they don't have attention to detail when it comes to posting on LinkedIn. But overall, it's an incredibly valuable tool, especially for networking to peers in your industry as well. And it gives you great insights and trends if you follow the right thought leaders.
Thank you for your advice, Damien, and thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.